I can't believe this is happening to me, but apparently because we were discussing what Courtney says is the biggest engagement ever in the history of engagements, we have received a phone call from Zoe, who is a part of our Twitch sponsor partner, Springer's Jewelers, and heard us talking about the ring of the century. Hello, Zoe.
Hi, good morning.
I'm sure Courtney has 87 questions. I didn't think it was that impressive.
Oh, it's beautiful. It is a perfect ring. It's a perfect ring for her. It was like, I couldn't have drawn up a better ring.
What do you think that
baby? I mean, I can't agree more.
Okay.
It's so perfect. So, sorry in advance, Greg. I heard before you're unimpressed. What were you expecting?
I mean, what was the cost? What do you guess the cost of that ring was?
$15,000?
more.
One paycheck? How do they do it? Is it just a monthly
paycheck? One of his paychecks, maybe, yeah.
What do you think? How much do you think it costs?
Yeah, 1 month's salary. Isn't that the old adage?
Yes.
Yeah, 1 month's salary. No problem. Yeah. I've been hearing speculation all over online, anywhere from 4 carats to 10 carats. This is an old mine cut, so it's what we call a little bit of a spreadier stone. So I think that it's looking way bigger than the carat weight. I wouldn't be surprised if Taylor and the designer snuck in 13 in there somewhere. If it's, 13 carats for Taylor, I'm sure it's engraved something special on the inside.
Ugh.
I mean, in my mind, this could have gone so bad. Taylor buys herself amazing jewelry, so I would have been shaking in my boots if I was him or the designer, and I think they did an amazing job.
I mean, let's not kid ourselves. She designed it herself. I mean, what are we doing, as Curtis would say?
She is a girl after my own heart. I designed my own engagement ring and basically gave my husband the heads up that it was ready, and I love that. Secrets and surprises are overrated, especially when it comes to engagement rings. This girl is going to be wearing it forever. What, are we going to let our husbands pick out our wedding dresses too? I don't think so, girls. Get involved.
So, Zoe, we're thinking like a half a mil?
Very possibly. When I'm looking at the Designer Artifacts website, their pricing is all over the place and what they have. Almost all of their styles are sold out now. I mean, definitely a few $100,000.
Wow. See? Cheap. Should have gone. The guy makes a lot of money. She could have contributed. Should have gone $1 million.
What?
I mean, you're only going to do it once, right?
That's class.
They're only going to do it once, I'm sure.
Well, they'll definitely get a new ring down the road.
I feel like all upgrades. She should have as many rings as she wants.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of women want an upgrade down the road or a different thing. So, I mean, I think that.
Of course.
An upgrade in the man or the ring?
The ring. Sometimes the man, too.
Keep it to the ring. You upgrade your car, you upgrade your home, mm-hmm. Upgrade that ring.
What kind of a diamond is it?
Okay, so from the pictures, it's looking like it's an elongated antique cut, most
right.
likely an old mine cut, which we started cutting around the 1700s. It might be a more modern take on that, but elongated shapes are super in right now. This one is super low set, which is great for an active lifestyle. It has claw prongs, which I love. Yellow gold is super in right now. It is totally of the moment with that really vintage feel that she's known for.
And it's interesting, Zoe, because Greg's girlfriend, Lindsay, has him saved in her phone as elongated antique cut.
Oh, really? So she knows what's up.
Yeah, maybe I'll take a ride up there and look at rings at some point.
Yeah. Oh,
all right.
$500,000.
Okay.
All right. Well, Zoe, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Zoe.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for being a part.
What do you think about the Patriots taking 8 receivers onto the opening day roster?
Zoe. Sorry, this is the only news feed that was clogging up my news this morning.
Oh, yeah,
so
no, we heard.
Really
yeah.
appreciate.
Yeah, there was somebody said actually the Red Sox should have canceled their game last night because of the announcement. That's right.
I agree.
Yeah. All right,
or
Zoe.
They should have played it up. I don't know.
Right.
All right.
Sweet Caroline for something Taylor Swift, I guess. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We love you guys at Springer's. So go see the team at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and they present this show on Twitch every day. And maybe you're not going to blow 250 or 500 grand on a ring, but they will get you a great one up
yeah.
there. So,
and do what she said. Let the women pick the ring out, and you just pay for it.
I saw a guy in the Twitch chat ripping the fact that Taylor Swift doesn't have a butt.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't have a butt.
As flat as her butt. I'm sure that guy's a 10.
I'm sure that guy is a 10. You, you'd say well, not interested.
I mean, don't you think she could have done better
than Kelsey?
No.
It's not about have, doing better. Like, I think that's the issue with this
Travis
world.
Travis could have done a lot better.
Wow.
He was doing way better with his ex-girlfriend there. But you know what? Uh-huh. To each his own. He went from...
Oh, the ex that went on to all the TMZ and told them that he doesn't pay for anything? Yeah, that was going well.
I'm not talking about what he pays for. I'm just talking about pure looks. He went from, you know, a nice Rolls Royce to, like, a Toyota Camry.
Okay, regardless.
I mean, like, just my opinion.
I know. Despite what people think or what people's types are, it's two people that seem to really get along and like each other and fell in love and now are getting married. Like, I just don't get why people root for the downfall in that. Like, even in Twitch, like, they're headed for divorce. I couldn't believe the amount of people. I started this show. I was engaged. The amount of people that were putting over-unders on how long my marriage was going to last. Like, we're so cynical nowadays where you're just hoping that people are going to get divorced.
Oh, it's always been like that, Courtney.
It's just, it's sad. Like, well, I'm looking at these people in there. They're all miserable.
Well, Travis,
I hope that they get better.
Travis did lose his
hood
card. He can no longer come. He lost his hood card. He can no longer come to the hood and have a pass.
Why is that?
Yeah, because he went from the sisters and jamming to hip hop and having the swag. And even when he talked, he tried to throw a little of that, you know, slang in there. Now he's mustache, pickup trucks, and Morgan Wallen walk.
Cracker Barrel.
He's the suburbs.
He's Morgan Wallen walk out guy now.
He's saying he's gone from
them streets to the burbs.
But he didn't, you know, it's like you can go from the streets to the burbs and still kind of have that in you. He completely just left the streets behind him.
Yeah. He left the streets and started scrapbooking.
Right. He went from walking out with Kendrick Lamar to now he's the country hat guy.
Country hat guy.
978 texter points out that you lost your hood card with the matching pajamas.
No, I'll never lose mine. I'll never lose mine.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Never.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Tough to pull a drive-by when you're in matching pajamas. You're easily identifiable.
Hey, I will say this. Matching pajamas all day long over making bread.
Oh, okay. Yes. Sourdough bread.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we had to choose between which one is more manly, I'm going to say most men would be give me the matching pajamas for one photo.
Can we at some point set it up properly and do a real bro-off?
Yes.
I think that would be great radio.
Please, let's do it.
Do that.
Let's make some sourdough bread.
Let's start it up with our...
and dude, call it Henry.
But honestly, dude cheaped
let's
out.
Let's name our bread.
Cheaped out on the ring.
No, I think
it's 4 carats or whatever.
It's not 4 carats. There's no way that's 4 carats.
$500,000
Like, that is
cheaping
out.
That wasn't a half. She said maybe 200, maybe 250.
I'm seeing 550.
Did she say a few hundred thousand?
Yeah. Yes.
Even if it's 200,000, it's still a lot of money.
I'm not asking this to be sarcastic in any way. Wouldn't the person doing that just do it for free because they would all the publicity they would get from it?
You would think,
probably. I bet he got the friends and family discount on it though.
I'm sure because they're going to get a lot of pub now.
Yeah.
All right. I think we have leads left.
Thank God.
That don't involve Taylor Swift.
Thank God.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right. Good morning. It's going to be tough to follow that one, Courtney. But again, congratulations. I say this. What are the Patriots doing? Somebody please help me with this one. Terry McLaurin signs a 3 years, $96 million deal. Don't really know the guaranteed money because they haven't dropped that, but I'm betting it's probably around $70 million, $60 million, who the hell knows, but somewhere in that ballpark. And then Trey Hendrickson signs a 1 year, $30 million deal. They had offered him 3 years and $90 million, $95 million, which he turned down because of some guaranteed money. What are the Patriots doing? You're sitting there. You tell us that you'd be willing to trade a first or a second rounder to improve the team. And you had two guys out there that you could have gotten.
I think the argument would be that in both of those cases, the teams were not letting them go. Like the Commanders weren't going to let them go.
I think the Commanders, if you offered them a good package, they would have let them go. I mean, I don't know what they offered Washington, but I think if you offered them a good package, they would have let him go.
Why are you retaining draft picks when you have shown no ability to use them properly?
I don't have a clue. And now it's going to be like, Well, you know what? So there was two guys. There were two guys that were on the board that were disgruntled, and you had an opportunity. So what were you doing when it comes to did you? We do it with the Red Sox. Did you put together the best possible package to make that team go?
We have to do this. Like they should have put something in front of them where they said we have to.
You brought up Washington was even actually taking phone calls on him.
But if you don't think if the Patriots offered a first round for McLaurin, they want to trade.
I think they had zero intentions of trading Terry McLaurin. Never. People probably called, and as soon as they mentioned Terry McLaurin, they're like, yeah, we're really not interested.
I don't think that. I mean, we played audio yesterday. There's people that think the Commanders are going to the Super Bowl. Like, why would they?
But let me just ask you this. Why did we know all about how much the Patriots offered Chris Godwin, who ultimately signed for less with the Bucs?
Because they wanted to make themselves look good.
Right. So if the Patriots offered a first-round pick,
We'd know about it.
It would benefit them greatly.
Right.
And they didn't.
And it was like the Terry McLaurin deal is like so similar to the Chris Godwin deal. And I bet you that when you look at the money situation, like you could have easily offered McLaurin that type of money. That's not even that much bread.
Okay. Well, great lead. And we will discuss that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. My lead this morning. It appears that the president of the United States is demanding that Roger Clemens be enshrined into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Okay.
President took to social media and said, I played golf yesterday with the great Roger Clemens and his son Casey. Roger Clemens was easily one of the few greatest pitchers of all time, winning 354 games, the Cy Young Award 7 times, a record by a lot, and played in 6 World Series, winning 2. He was second to Nolan Ryan in most strikeouts, and he should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame now, all caps. He then went on to say, people think he took drugs, but nothing was proven.
Whoa.
Which is, I'm guessing, what Roger told him on the golf course, Curtis.
It's scary how you're nice to that guy, and then 2 seconds later, he'll write anything.
He never tested positive, and Roger, from the very beginning, totally denies it. There has been no evidence whatsoever that he was a druggie, the president wrote.
I'm all for it.
I think he ended it with, thank you for your attention to this matter. But do you think Roger Clemens should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
He should be in the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame. The steroid era guys, I think you look at it where it was kind of like an even playing field. And those guys did it. I look at, would Roger Clemens been a Hall of Famer if he was never connected to steroids? I say yes.
Yep.
Would Barry Bonds have been a Hall of Famer if he was never connected to steroids? I say yes.
Red Sox savant, Chris Curtis?
No.
No.
Nope. That's what makes it even more egregious, is that Bonds and Clemens would have been Hall of Famers if they didn't cheat. So their cheating is that much more damaging to the credibility of the sport that they played in.
But the problem is that there might be guys in the Hall of Fame,
or allegedly,
that have kind of, their names have been thrown out there. So those guys are in, and then Bonds and Clemens are not in.
You don't have an issue in general when it comes to cheating to win in sports.
It's a sticky situation. When you're saying cheating, like the steroid situation, my opinion, isn't about cheating, because you still got to be able to go out there and hit the damn baseball. Because if it was just about gassing up, then everybody be hitting bombs.
Right.
But
right?
Nobody says that me to the major leagues.
No, but that's what we're talking about.
I get
here.
Close.
But that's the point, right?
It's not the point. We're talking about a museum that's dedicated to honoring the best players in the sport.
Right,
the
but there are plenty of people that are in that museum for a lot of different things, for crimes they committed, that kind of thing. I understand it wasn't against baseball, but it's against humanity. I look at the Hall of Fame, and I look at the steroid era. That's what we're talking about, the steroid era. Did it help guys hit farther home runs? Yes, it probably did, because it made them stronger. But these guys were still good baseball players that were still the best of the best and deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, because you don't know who was doing it and who wasn't doing it during that era. So if you're going to put guys in, like David Ortiz is in there, his name was thrown around in a lot of different scenarios, right?
Yeah.
His name wasn't turned around. It was on a list that was from a 2003 test that was supposed to be anonymous where he tested positive.
Right, but he's in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
So if you got one guy who's in...
Everybody else should be in, is what you're saying.
And that's why I kind of think of the steroid era in baseball.
Okay, well... A demand from the president that Roger Clemens is enshrined immediately in the Baseball Hall of Fame. And those are our leads this morning. We are going to get to They Said It coming up shortly. And we will hear where Alex Cora says his satisfaction level is with his pitching staff coming up during They Said It. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending right now?
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. Before I get to trending, Greg, I just wanted to clarify because Orlando Flores in the YouTube chat thinks you're really mad at me this morning because of the Taylor Swift talk. Apparently, he must know you or something, that you hate Taylor Swift talk.
Well, I am mad at you.
Yeah, okay.
I will be over it by the end of the show.
Okay, good. Thank God. Yeah. Good, thank God. The Red Sox shut out the Orioles 5-0 in their second matchup in Baltimore. Lucas Giolito struck out 8 over his 8 innings pitch, only giving up 4 hits. Trevor Story and David Hamilton both homered in the win. They've got another one in Baltimore tonight. First pitch at 6:35 with Brian Baio getting the start. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:35 for the MassMutual pregame show.
In breaking news, I don't know if you saw this, Greg, 24-hour moment of silence in honor of the engagement. All U.S. Open matches canceled today.
Oh, they're all canceled.
No tennis.
You're in the clear now, just if you want to drop some news. Yeah. I wouldn't do it when the biggest news is dropped.
Chime, the Pokemon Reddit must have been fire with that performance from Lucas Giolito last night.
Everybody was pumped. Very excited for him.
Did I see that Jake DeBrusk is also a huge Pokemon guy?
Yeah, apparently he was at a card show in Canada. And he was just throwing around thousands in Canadian currency.
Really?
Yeah. Right, picked up a gold star of Vaporeon.
So hundreds of U.S. dollars is what you're saying.
Conversion rate. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
The Patriots got their roster down to 53 yesterday. Notable cuts included 2022 first-round pick Cole Strange and 2025 fifth-rounder outside linebacker Braden Swinson. Yesterday, Jalen Polk and Jelani Tavai were both placed on IR. Jelani has been designated to return from IR, so he's eligible for the 2025 season. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families here in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending. We've got They Said It coming up next.
News with Courtney coming up in about 15 minutes, including condiment rage, which led to violence at a cafe in Spain, and an irrational orgy fear from Burning Man, which apparently is going on right now. This is Derek from Pepperell. Hello, Derek.
Greg, how are you?
What's up?
You were brilliant in bringing Courtney on this show, and I'll tell you why. Courtney brings the Swifties. Courtney's going to bring Molly Kembrook, Marissa, and Shelby, who do not listen.
Yeah.
Courtney, you are absolutely brilliant, and it's imperative that you get a raise, and I'm going to call Ken personally.
Thank you very much, Derek.
There you go.
Clip that, Sean.
You guys.
It's kind of like...
Really, Greg?
Yeah.
Greg, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just have a thought. You really... You are brilliant, and you know that, it will go to his head, Curtis. I do realize that, but the diversification of this audience, and as you know, Wiggy, your buddy D Money is the ambassador of the Greg Hill Show.
Yes,
and I'm always looking for. We're always looking for listeners, and Courtney, you're going to have more listeners now,
Greg,
it's going to just help the rating.
Thank you. Very nice. That's like saying California was brilliant for inviting the Manson family to live there.
Oh,
I mean, the Swifties are an absolute cult.
Yeah,
they are.
Proud. But that's fine. I'm okay with it.
Proud.
All right, we're talking about it on a limited basis this morning. We do, if we could, Chime, have to open up the Window World of Boston WEEI weather window for our weather smoke, Chris Curtis. Another beautiful morning out there, Kurt.
It is gorgeous, not just because God is smiling over the news. I'm talking about Giolito. 58 degrees, cloudy right now. Feels like fall. Afternoon high, sunny, 74. Going to be gorgeous all Labor Day weekend. Going to be in the mid-70s with abundant sunshine. Perfect, perfect weather for your end of summer.
My modeling showing a little bit of rain on Friday into Saturday. Maybe we have different models over there, Curtis.
Yeah, we have a 50% chance of rain on Friday, but Saturday, Sunday, Monday, three-day weekend. I don't know if you knew that. It's going to be gorgeous.
Great. All right, good. Last gasp of summer.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm guessing that Curtis is focused on Florida because that's where he will be for
I'm
the
going
long
to be
weekend.
In Florida.
Oh, yeah. Weather will be nice down there.
Yeah. Very hot. I don't know about nice.
Hot. Well, James likes to sweat out all the toxins before getting back to Montessori. So we're going to be partying it up in Jupiter, Florida.
Okay. Excellent.
I'll be off Friday, so you'll be in with Jackson.
Wait, you're flexing Friday?
Yep.
Flex on, jeez, brother. Flex on.
I was told to go above your head and ask Mike Thomas about whether I could take it. So
jeez,
I did.
Didn't you just take like a month off?
2 weeks.
We're all Romans now.
I mean, it's just the horse is completely out of the barn on this.
Sit.
Thing.
Yeah.
Hey.
There's no stopping it.
No.
Now.
The train is off the tracks. So I try to fight it. But you know
what? You didn't try to fight it.
Not
you jumped
at all.
Right
you
off.
To a concert.
Jumped, that's my point. I try to fight as long as I can. And then I was like, the hell with it. I might as well jump on this this BI itch and ride on out with everybody else.
Got to be up to like 10 days now.
No, I'm at like 6.
/ flex plast.
Yeah. I am being compared in the Twitch chat currently right now to Mike McDaniel when it comes to my management style. So whatever.
Montessori, very liberal for a Curtis kid? What is wrong with
you? Is that
people?
True? I don't know about that.
Yeah, they actually get right into who are you voting for? They ask 3-year-olds. They have to put down their political leanings. Oh, we are all doomed as people. We're thinking about political aspirations of a child.
A lot of DEIs over
patrol.
There?
I don't even. It's just a lot of really good kids. I'm happy to be a part of it.
What does DEI stand for?
Don't
it's
even
diversity
imagine.
And inclusion.
Oh, is that what it stands for?
Well, diversity, equity,
what?
Inclusion.
Diversity and inclusion?
And? Is it?
No, I know. I don't know what the E is, but I know it's...
Well, then maybe you shouldn't have just told us what it stands for.
DEI is diversity and inclusion.
No, it's equity.
Inclusion. Oh, equity and inclusion. Where's the A?
Please. It's okay to just be quiet.
Where's the A?
If you don't know the answer,
I'm asking you.
It's okay.
Okay, why isn't it DEAI?
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I'm
what
asking the question.
M-U Duda. All right. Diversity, equity, right. Inclusion.
Can we please get to this?
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it, brought to you by Ketch's Law. They are honoring those who built this city. So if you know of somebody who deserves recognition, please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. What is up first this morning, Shine?
Well, Greg, Alex Cora spoke to the media yesterday prior to Giolito's absolute gem of a performance. And Cora talked about how happy he is with the pitching staff and where they're currently at.
Buehler's in the bullpen, Fitz is down. How do you feel now about the depth at that spot?
We got options. We still got options down there. Obviously, you know, less than a week ago, but we feel good where we're at.
He was totally a candidate for that
spot. We haven't talked about that, but there's guys available down there that I think, you know, they can do the job here at the big league level.
Okay, I mean, you get a strong outing. You brought it up from Lucas Giolito, allowing 4 hits, 8 innings.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Crochet, you got Bayo.
Yep.
You got Giolito, and then you got to figure out the 4 and the 5.
Right, but if those two, and I heard Jones, and I think it was Terp that was on with him.
Keefe and Terp?
It was Keefe.
Oh, Keefe and Terp.
Jones
sorry.
Hasn't been in the last
sorry.
You know the difference between those two.
Yeah, I know the
Adam
difference.
Adam Jones and Rich Keefe.
They were talking about Bayo and where he was as a number two and, like, how good his numbers were.
Yeah.
Like, he was literally, like, right behind Joe Ryan. So they were basically saying if you can get Bale to stay the way he's been staying. He becomes your number two. Giolito, obviously, is your number three. And then during the postseason, you'll be able to figure that out. Now, they didn't excuse not doing anything at the trade deadline because then you would have just been able to be like, all right, now you got four guys that can go. But if Giolito and Bale can continue to pitch like that, then you know this team could do damage in the postseason.
What's next, Sean?
Well, Trevor Story hit his 200th home run in the game yesterday. He talked after the game about that moment, and he has his eyes set on a different prize. Here was Trevor Story.
Yeah, for sure. You know, just it's cool. It's a cool benchmark to hit. You know, I try to pride myself on being consistent, and I feel like, you know, the past few months I've done more of that. So, yeah, it's fun. It's a fun thing to say that I've done in my career, but right now it's more focused on the win and chasing down that division title.
Yep.
He also said, he went on to say, he was very disappointed that Major League Baseball released the schedule on the day of the announcement. He has been good, though. Man,
yeah.
We were all over him.
Yeah.
And he has...
He has been good.
Can't say much bad about Trevor Story at this point.
No, he's been a guy that... this is kind of what he was in Colorado when he was healthy. So, I mean, you know, now he just... You know, as long as he can continue this, they'll be fine. They got their hitting, you know?
Could you imagine if they did a collab... And instead of the wallpaper of flowers, it was the schedule around the engagement photos.
Would have really brought the young viewers into the game, ooh, Curtis, if they
Sox
did that.
Yankees would have popped TV ratings records.
I'm sorry. I just think that as some people call it a dying sport, don't you want to get as many eyeballs on certain things that you're releasing as possible? Shime, I believe you agree with me.
Yeah, I think yesterday was more a day for news dumps than it was a day for let's announce something.
You two are ridiculously out of touch with modern society.
You're out of touch with anything younger than like yourself.
Right. Oh, really?
I don't know. Just
oh, really?
You know?
Do you think the same eyeballs are on, as to use your term, are on the Major League Baseball schedule dump that are on the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce?
I think it's pretty sexist if you think that they aren't.
I think they're different eyeballs.
I don't necessarily believe that's the case.
I guess my question is, after you see the ring and you see it, that's 5 seconds. What's next?
I don't know.
But every news outlet was covering
talking
it.
About
so
it.
Then it was like you're clicking on all those links, and then you're seeing MLB's releasing a schedule. I thought that was nuts.
I'm just concerned. I'm concerned about you.
Shouldn't be. What's concerning is how I might pop off on somebody in Twitch today. Like today may be the day
where I
say something I can't take back.
All
right. Oh, dear.
No, I'm not a violent person.
No, violence.
I fight with my words.
Do I need to hover over the dump button?
No. I fight with my words typing. Not
you know what Major League Baseball should have did? They should have said, listen, Ohtani proposed to Taylor Swift, and we're going to drop the schedule right there.
Right. What are the odds of that?
That would have been a banger.
No, what they should have done is announced that they did indeed find evidence that Shohei was betting.
Exactly.
Should
have announced that at 105 yesterday.
Yes.
That would have been great.
That is.
Oh, by the way, quick post on X. Shohei was gambling on baseball.
Nobody would have had any idea.
Right. Good luck, Taylor, and what's her name?
Travis.
His name.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next?
Well, speaking of Travis and Taylor. Mike Dana, the defensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs, spoke to the media yesterday. And, of course, the beginning of his press conference was all about Taylor and Travis. Here is Mike Dana yesterday.
I don't know nothing.
Your reaction was
it's incredible, man. You know, when I was hurt, I was caught off guard, you know, but, you know, great for them, and, you know, that's a blessing. I mean, anytime you find that type of joy, happiness, and love, I think that's a beautiful thing.
Do your teammates know? Are they aware of it now, too?
I just got told 30 seconds ago, so I don't even know if they know, so... But, you know, that's awesome. You know, I'm so happy for them, Trav, Taylor. Like, that's a wonderful, you know, time in life, wonderful part of their journey. So, you know, that's a beautiful thing to see.
I'm going to wake up today thinking I'm going to be the one Chief player.
When I tell you that was not on my mind, and being the first one to talk to you guys about it, that's shocking to me. So.
Do you have
to be the pop-tarts? Man, listen, them things will get you in trouble because those are like dessert and those are like, fire. So if you have one, best believe you're going to want two, maybe three. But she did, like, you know, Pop-Tarts for the whole position groups. I think she did, like, last year. And when I tell you the D-line was all over those, like, as soon as we found out it was from her, we was like, yeah, we need about, like, 4 more boxes of those. It was about, like, 12 of them in each.
What is she make, some sort of a special Pop-Tart or something, Courtney?
She's making sourdough. I don't know about a Pop-Tart.
Now we know she's a cook. She can make Pop-Tarts. Good
she's
for
a big
Travis.
Baker, yeah.
Pop-Tarts are delicious, by the way.
Say what you want.
Not Maha. Oh.
Say what you want about Travis. He hit the jackpot. He better get that prenup right in order. So if they have.
Well, she's probably going to demand like a full prenup.
Yeah, she's the one with the prenup.
No, no, no. I'm saying prenup in the sense of like, okay, if you break up with me, here's how much money I want. Travis should be saying to Taylor.
No, he has his own money.
Not like Taylor money, though.
So what? No.
There is a difference.
So
he would end up, if they get divorced, God forbid, Courtney, he would end up the winner in that whole thing.
Hell yeah.
They're gonna she is going to have an airtight prenup.
Unlike Tyreek Hill, he will have an airtight prenup.
Yeah, then maybe he shouldn't marry her. Like, if that's
why?
What it's all about.
He's not marrying her for money.
I thought it was love.
It is.
Okay, then why does she need a prenup?
If it's for love, he should look at it as like, yeah, you're right. You've made billions of dollars. I've made millions.
Now you seem hypocritical because all the time when men want women to sign a prenup, you're like, oh, it's a...
I don't think I've ever said that.
Why are you going into a marriage thinking it's going
to
end?
No, I actually think I said if Santo asked me to sign a prenup, I would have.
I ain't signing nothing 100%. If I'm Travis.
I have plenty of friends with prenups. I don't think that there's any problem with them.
Travis better than signing. He better be like, oh, look at that over there, Taylor. That's nice. And boom, sign that marriage license and call it a day. He hit the jackpot.
You are concerned about her artistry, though, because she gets inspiration from breakups.
Yeah.
That's really all she can write.
Well, I mean, she has
no written... No offense to the Swifties.
No, she writes happy music, sad music, all of the above. But she has written a lot about her breakups, and those are some of my favorite albums. Or, like, Reputation's probably my favorite album, which is an angry album.
Yeah. So if she's happily married, she's going to have to write songs about that. Which,
like you know, Sunflowers.
Right, or find some inspiration in there. Like, she could do... He will never, ever, ever put the toilet seat down.
Yeah.
Could be a song. That she
could be a hit. She'll just have to draw off of her friends. Right. She's done that before.
Honestly, though, if she is drawing off of a happy marriage and it's more poppy and upbeat, I'm thrilled.
Huh? Oh, shoot me in the head.
Why doesn't she just do like most artists?
What is this take from you? Are you actually Sounds also like a Swiftie?
Oh, I'm Sounds a pop like girly at heart. Like, I love my guy. Upbeat pop music, Greg. There's nothing better. So if she's going to basically pivot from, like, I didn't like the last couple albums just because a lot of it was too slow for me.
Same.
If she pivots into a little bit more upbeat, a little bit more, add a little bit more like synth in there maybe,
nah,
or something,
she ain't
really
do that.
Get into it, I'm going to smile.
Her next one is
so going to
be poppy.
No,
her next
I can't
one's poppy.
Wait.
She could do a song about riding in the back seat of Mr. Mahomes' car. That would be bumpy.
She's going to do like most artists. She's going to infiltrate country music.
Right.
That's what
she was already in country music. She's doing the opposite.
That's how she started.
Right. Oh, she was a country music?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Her first like song was like Tim McGraw.
All of us Swifties, we know that.
I did not know that. Generally, they infiltrated at the back end.
Her first big hit was called Tim McGraw.
Wow, yes. Okay.
Teardrops on my
Did
guitar.
Did not know that.
Yep.
All right. Huh? Avoiding Britt Reid at the Christmas party.
We are going to get to Courtney and today's news, including an irrational orgy fear from Burning Man, coming up next.
The first day of school at Lunenburg Middle School had an evacuation after a solar panel fire broke out yesterday. A call was placed into the fire department after a maintenance worker spotted some smoke on the roof just after 11 a.m. Firefighters had the fire under control within 15 minutes. Nobody was hurt, thank God.
Lunenburg.
Yep, nope, that was a long time ago. Here's Fire Chief Patrick Sullivan on BZ.
We arrived on scene, found a fire in the solar panels at the rear of the building. There were 5 panels that were damaged and burning. Crews went up, accessed them with fire extinguishers, were able to extinguish them and extinguish the roof deck that was burning while the school was being evacuated.
That's a gift, though, if you have to go back before Labor Day and then your early release because of a solar panel fire. That's good.
Yep. Yep. Lulenburg. A driver in Lincoln, Mass. Was lucky to walk away with minor cuts after a tree fell on his car yesterday afternoon. Mitch has the footage of this for Twitch and YouTube. This guy only had some cuts on his chin and on his ankle.
Wasn't because of the wind or something.
It yes.
Was, or it was because of the
yeah,
wind.
Yeah, they think it's because of the wind.
The wind was bad yesterday?
Yeah, it was a bit bad.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Here he is on BZ.
I was coming down about 25, 30 miles an hour, and I heard a crack as a branch broke. And I saw branches and leaves on my left side, instinctively thinking that the tree is falling from the left. I swerved to the right, and that is when that hit me. And then the branches caved in the top of my vehicle. I'm suffocating on airbags. And then I gather up my stuff, loaded my bags, and some guy opens up the rear door, and I put the seat down and climb out.
Wow.
So lucky.
Yeah, that's Final Destination type stuff right there. Like, right. Bad luck if you happen to be under the tree when it falls.
When you're driving down the highway and there's a truck in front of you that has a ladder on it or anything sticking out like a big pole, do you move? Ever since seeing Final Destination?
No, not really. I will if it's the log truck in Final Destination, but I'm not that afraid of it.
Oh, I
move. I don't let move because I'm afraid the ladder's going to take my head off. I move because I'm afraid something's going to fall out and mess up the vehicle.
Oh.
That's why I move.
Michael Proctor was back in court yesterday. He had a hearing to try to get his job back after being the lead investigator in the Karen Reed case, and he was fired in March for sending derogatory text messages about her, for sharing information with people outside the department, and
for,
of course,
drinking on the job.
Correct.
And for drinking while driving his state police-issued vehicle.
Correct.
Reminder.
Yep, that was the last one, yep. The former trooper did not speak yesterday, with questioning focused on the only witness for the Mass Day Police. Cross-examination is set for today. We could hear a little bit from the prosecutor listing off the things that Proctor did.
Distasteful, unprofessional, inappropriate, in poor taste, juvenile, sexist, disgusting, dehumanizing. This selection of words does not come from a public comment section on a website, an op-ed columnist, or a protester outside the Norfolk County Courthouse. No, indeed, one would be forgiven for not immediately recognizing that these words are Michael Proctor's accounting of his own conduct in this case.
I don't understand why he wants to sit there. Did you watch any of this yesterday?
I watched a bit in the beginning.
Okay. I did. I watched some of it, and they're going over every single text message that he sent. Like, why? First of all, from my perspective, you did enough, unfortunately, that you should not be a state police officer.
Yep.
Like, sorry about that. Maybe move or, you know, find yourself another field of employment. But secondly, why would you want to put yourself through that? Like, listening to that, all that whole entire thing again.
Put yourself and your family through it.
Yeah.
He's still married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The fact that this guy didn't just slip into oblivion and disappear, like, talk about a narcissist.
It's nuts.
That thinks that he is above the way in which the Commonwealth, the standard of which they hold police officers.
Right.
Like, and he's so focused. Greg's so right. He's so focused on the text messages and the leaking information to his friends, which he should not be doing.
No, but he's saying they do it all the time. I imagine, they were going over the text messages. He had that text chain with his friends, and he was giving all the details of what happened. I'm sure that happens.
All the time.
A very difficult job, and people are... They see the worst possible things, but that's not you're trying to distract us with that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's the other stuff. Driving around with another police officer drunk and the other guy can't find his gun the next morning. Like,
So you think he...
disqualified.
Yes.
But you think he gets his job back?
Because
there are people out there believe he's going to get it back.
I don't think so.
I'm watching it yesterday, and the woman in charge, like, they tried to interrupt her right off the jump.
Mm-hmm.
His team did, and she wasn't having any of it. I don't think he's going to get it back.
Yeah. And I also would also complain, kind of redundant, you can't say you did things that were tasteless and in poor taste. You got both of those. So just put those into one.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. We will get to the rest of today's news coming up next, including condiment rage, which led to violence at a cafe in Spain.